So just a few insights on the night of Pesach and the Leil HaSeder. I'll make it short and brief, straight into the point. So one of the mitzvot that we have leading up to Pesach is what's called Bedikat Chametz and Bi'ur Chametz. We know the Gemara in Masechet Brachot tells us that Chametz equals the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara tells us that Ritzonenu Lasot Ritzoncha, that deep down the desire of every Jew is to fulfill the will of God. But what holds us back is Seor Shebi'isa, the leaven, the yeast that is in the bread, that causes the bread to rise and makes it, turns it into Chametz, is what holds us back, is what prevents us from doing God's will all the time. And the analogy, as Rashi explains, is that the same way there is yeast in bread, which makes the bread chametz, so too we have a yetzer hara in our neshama that sometimes causes us to become chametz, meaning what? To sin. And therefore, the yetzer hara resembles the yetzer hara. The mitzvah bedikat and bedikan biur chametz is so extreme, more so than any other isur achila. The Radvaz tells us that the only explanation that he could find, al derech hapshat, he says al derech hapshat, is because there is an added negative aspect that chametz has that other machalot asarot do not have, and that is that chametz resembles, as we just explained, hints to the yetzer hara that's inside of us, and therefore, if a person says the Radvaz, if a person wants to fulfill the mitzvah of getting rid of chametz to its fullest, so then in addition to searching for physical chametz, he must go through some soul searching. And he must try and identify spiritual areas in his life that can use a nice boost and commit to working on them. That's what's called bedikat chametz, and being mekayem the mitzvah to its fullest, says the Radvaz. And I want to tell you a beautiful pshat I saw in the Sefer Avodat Yisrael, the Rav Yisrael from Kozhnitz. He says as follows, I want to read you the words, beautiful, beautiful words. And he quotes a Mishnah in Masechet Pesachim. Mishnah says, Kol makom shemachnisin bo chametz tzarich bedika. That any area in which you're used to bringing chametz inside of that area, those are the areas that you're required to check for chametz. However, areas that you do not bring chametz into, such as a bathroom, okay, unless you're in my home. In my home, kids take food and bring it to every single area in the house. But anyways, a home that does not have kids, a bathroom, you don't usually bring food in the house. Technically speaking, according to the Gemara, you're not obligated to do bedikat chametz there. Says Rabbi Yisrael from Kozhnitz something unbelievable. He says, "Ratzal amar shetzarich kol echad livdok b'makom shederech hayetzara hu achametz lishkon sham." He says that therefore every person should search for chametz, meaning search for the yetzer haraz that are found inside of you. Those areas inside of you that your yetzer hara is very strong, he says. However, there are some people that make it a point to go and do some soul searching in areas that don't need soul searching. They go and search in areas that they don't have a yetzer hara, that they don't have struggles in. They don't have challenges in these areas. And they say, you know what? For example, a person's very wealthy and very generous. He's not struggling when it comes to generosity and giving tzedakah. He says, I want to be a better person. So instead of donating $5,000 to the tzedakah organization, I'm going to donate $10,000. What's another $5,000 going to do? It's not going to make a dent in his bank account. But he's telling himself, I'm a much better person now because I'm improving in the area that I'm already good at. Ignoring what? The fact that he has a hot temper, a short temper, and he gets upset and lashes out at his family members. He ignores the fact that he talks in shul. He ignores the fact that he's struggling with Shmirat Shabbat and Shmirat Enayim. He's ignoring all those things. He decided, what? Let me do some bedikat chametz in areas where there is no chametz. Says the Kozhen Tzemach in the lesson that we learned from this Mishnah. Bedikat chametz resembles searching for Yetzer Hara, doing soul searching. Where are you doing that soul searching? It should be done in areas that need to be searched. It should be done in areas that your yetzer hara is strongest, that you need some rectifying. Not in the areas that you're already doing good at. Okay, that's one thought on bedikat chametz and biur chametz. And therefore, it comes out that at the moment of bedikat chametz, You know, by the tzaddikim, their bedikat chametz takes hours and hours. Not because there are a lot of crumbs in their homes, but because they're doing some serious cheshbon nefesh when they're going and doing their bedikat chametz. It takes a long, long, long time. There was once a rav that, the rav in my shul growing up, he used to sell chametz on behalf of our community, but he wouldn't sell it to a goy that he knew. He would give all the mechirat chametz documents to another tzaddik in Brooklyn, a Hasidish rav in Brooklyn. And he's a big, big posek in Brooklyn. And I had the honor with my brother, we used to go for a bunch of years. We used to take all of those documents and drive to Brooklyn on the night of Pesach after everyone did their bedikat chametz, right? And I remember the rav of my shul used to stay in shul for all those latecomers, the ones who woke up the last second, oh, I forgot to sell my chametz. But you know the deadline was 2 hours ago. Yeah, I forgot. So the rav obviously was very kind and generous with his time, and he stayed extra late to accommodate for all those latecomers. Finally, at a late hour, when we were finally ready to take all that huge stack of documents and go to Brooklyn and give the documents to this rav, okay, we would go there. The rav would always be in the middle of bedikat chametz. After all that, hours and hours after we finished ours, he would be in the middle of bedikat chametz. And that's exactly what we should be doing when we search for our chametz. Not only to think about where the physical chametz is in our home, but to also do some cheshbon nefesh, some soul searching, self introspection, and try to do tshuva on the averot that need tshuva to be done for. Okay. One more thought, and we'll call it a night. So in the middle of the Haggadah, we have Vehi She'amda La'avotenu V'lanu. We say, and it was her, Vehi, that stood up for our fathers and for us. She'lo Echad Bilvad Amad Aleinu Chalotenu, wasn't one alone that stood up against us to destroy us. Ela She'bechol Davardor Omnim Aleinu Chalotenu. Every generation, they always stand up against us to destroy us. V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu Adam. So two pshats I want to offer. One pshat I heard, I forgot who this pshat was from, but it says, but the question is, what is Vihi She'amda? Who's Vihi? Who's that? Who's Vihi? Is it a person? Is it a thing? What exactly is it? There are a million commentaries and pshats about what this Vihi is. So one pshat is, let's continue on and we'll figure out who the Vihi is. Vehi she'amda la'avotenu v'lanu, and it was her that stood up for our fathers and for us. So then it says, she'lo echad bilvad amad aleinu l'chalotenu. What does that mean, she'lo echad bilvad? So the pashut pshat is what? That it wasn't only one person, it wasn't only one nation, that there wasn't only one, you know, one culture that stood up against us to destroy us. It's that every generation they stand up against to destroy us. They all hate us. Another pshat is, no. The one thing that's going up against us, that one avera that we are guilty of, that has the ability to destroy us, is lack of achdut, is lack of unity, is when we can't get along with each other. And that, by the way, is the reason why the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, and the third Beit HaMikdash has still not yet been built. Common sense would tell us that if the third Beit HaMikdash is not built yet, and the second one was destroyed because of Sinat Chinam, it means that what? That Averah has still not yet been rectified. And we are still guilty of Sinat Chinam, and we need to fix that. And we need to start getting along with each other. No matter, and put our differences on the side. That's what needs to happen. So, perhaps that's the explanation over here. She'lo Echad. Lo Echad means not one. The fact that we were not one, bilvad, alone, only that. Nothing else, not because we're not eating kosher food, not because we're not keeping Shabbat. Those are all very bad, of course. But the one reason alone as to why we are still here, as to why we deserve to be destroyed every single generation, is shelo echad, is because we were not one. It's because we were not one. That's one pshat. Another pshat I saw in the Haggadah based on the commentaries of Hagaon Rav Chaim Falaji. He brings from a sefer named Brit Avraham, and he says that the Vihi is referring to the Torah Kedosha, and that the Torah stood up for us and for our fathers, despite how every generation We have enemies that are standing up against us to destroy us. And it stood up against, it stood up for our fathers. It defended and protected our fathers. So he explains, it came up to defend Avraham Avinu. The Midrash and the Zohar Kadosh say that in the Zechut that Avraham Avinu accepted the Torah upon himself, he was able to overcome his mazal, his fortune, which his mazal was not able to have kids, and he was able to overcome that mazal in the Zechut of the Torah, and he was able to have children and be the father of Am Yisrael. Yitzchak Avinu, in the Zechut of the Torah, that he kept the Torah, he was blessed with much wealth. He was a very, very wealthy individual, Yitzchak. Yaakov Avinu, the Pasuk says, Im Lavan Garti, that Yaakov lived with Lavan. And Rashi tells us, Garti is the same letters as Taryag, 613. Because Yaakov Avinu was testifying that I even went in Lavan's home, I kept 630 mitzvot. How's that possible? You're outside of Israel. You have no Ben HaMikdash. There are a lot of mitzvot that don't even apply outside of Israel. How is that possible? Says Rav Chaim Falaji, it must be because he learned the Torah. He learned the Torah well. He learned all 630 mitzvot and everything about them. And in that zechut, he was saved from Lavan. In that zechut, he was saved from Lavan. So that's how Vehi She'amda La'avotenu, the Torah, Vehi meaning the Torah, defended our fathers, Avotenu. But also Vilanu, the Jews came out of Mitzrayim, and in the zechut of accepting the Torah, as the Pasuk says, Be'otziacha et ha'am Mitzrayim, that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, eventually when we're going to take Am Yisrael and Mitzrayim, Ta'avdun et ha'elokim ala arzeh, you're going to worship me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on this mountain, which is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself to Moshe. Ta'avdun, okay, the last letter is Nun. It could have said Ta'avdu. It says Ta'avdun, Nun. In Gematria, Nun is what?
50.
Meaning after 50 days, you're going to come and serve Hashem on this mountain. After 50 days was Matan Torah, was Shavuot. The Pasuk also says that Amalek came to fight against Am Yisrael when they came out of Mitzrayim. What does it say? Vayavo Amalek vayilachem Yisrael b'Refidim. Came to fight against Am Yisrael and Refidim. Refidim is a name of a place, but says the Gemara, it's not only a name of a place, the word Refidim comes from the word Rafui. Rafui means loose, to loosen your grip. Why? Why did Amalek come and fight Am Yisrael in this area called loosening grip? Because Am Yisrael loosened their grip on Torah. Rafu yedehem mina Torah. That's what the Midrash says. They let go. They started to loosen up a little bit. You know how like we're on vacation, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't follow us on vacation. Torah doesn't apply on vacation. So that's how they felt coming out of Mitzrayim. They loosened up a little bit. Ah, you loosened up. Who comes to attack you on the spot? Amalek comes to attack you. And therefore, in the Zechut of the Torah, we were able to defeat Amalek. When they did Tshuva, they understood, hey, listen, we can't just let go of the Torah. So you see from here, says Rav Chaim Falaji, that the Torah is the only thing that could protect us from all hardships, from all enemies. Vehi, the Torah, She'amda la'avotenu velanu, is what stood up for our fathers and for us, for Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and also Am Yisrael, but also for us. In the Zechut of the Torah, Bezat Hashem, we should be Nig'al, we should be redeemed, a final redemption. In the Zechut of Achdut, as we said, Vihi She'amda la'avotenu lanu, She'lo Echad Bilvad, is what stood up against us to destroy us, but Achdut is going to protect us. And also in the Zechut of the Torah, Bezat Hashem, we should be Zocheh to celebrate this year, Pesach this year, and be Zocheh to bring and to sacrifice the Korban Pesach, and we'll eat mina zvachim or mina psachim in Be'ezrat Hashem Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim Abnuya b'mehira b'yameinu. Amen. Thank you guys for listening.